Hello and welcome to Intersoul Leadership. This is Yvette C. Owens, and I am actually excited about this episode because anyone who knows me knows that networking and collaboration, especially collaboration, is something that is really near and dear to my heart because I truly believe and know that when we come together, we get a greater outcome. We get greater production, we get greater ideas, bigger ideas when we collaborate because the sum of our thought process is absolutely amazing. And that's why I am really especially excited about this topic about strategic networking and collaboration. And we really have to be especially careful in this area. So let me just tell you a story. I've collaborated with a woman who I thought was a really, really good connection point. I was really drawn to her and things seemed to be working well. And then she connected me with a gentleman and then things seemed to be going well there too. And turns out that it was not a really healthy relationship. And so we have to be careful about who we're connecting with and who they connect us with. Then there's our conversations that I've had. And like this past weekend, I absolutely loved going to the Women in Leadership Summit that was held recently this past weekend. One of the authors in my book, The Creatives Leadership, she was invited. She was hosting the event and she invited me to come and be a sponsor for that event. And I was absolutely delighted. I was in a circle full of empowered women and those who were still seeking to be further empowered. The energy was high, made lots of contacts, genuine people interested in the topics that I serve to the world, and they are doing similar things. And so we are going to have an opportunity to potentially do some things together, to be able to connect each other to other people who could use our services, our information, our expertise, our knowledge. And that's what it's really all about. I give you another example. I tell you the story of my administrator director who people, you all know I'm a person of faith. And when I started this journey even more seriously after coming out of corporate and starting the entrepreneur journey full time, God placed on my heart to bring my sister on, Catrice Cornett, as my administrative director. Now, I knew and I know that Catrice has skill sets that I don't have. And that's when, you know, you want to make sure that's a strategic network. That's a strategic connection point, right? I can help her, she can help me, and together we grow and flourish and build our businesses to the degree that they are supposed to live and thrive. And I just want to just acknowledge here publicly that that has been, following that advice of God has been such a reward. She's been on point, being able to connect me to people that I don't have in my circle, or in her circle. I've been able to do the same. We've been able to share ideas. When I needed to be uplifted and encouraged, she is right there, right there. And because she's been on this entrepreneur journey longer than I, she can encourage me from the standpoint of, yep, you're in the right place. Yep, this is what you can expect. Here's how we can overcome it. So those strategic, the networks that you form, the people that you partnership with, the people that you connect with are really going to be critical to your success. But most important, every one of those relationships should enrich our lives. They should really enrich our lives. And even the first scenario that I talked about, it enriched my life in a way that it's a lesson learned to be able to know what to watch out for. Because sometimes, let's be honest, we don't know what to avoid until we run into it and say, yeah, we won't do that again. We won't do that again. So I am really here to share with you five things that I think we need to be mindful of if we're going to master this strategic networking and collaboration. So let's talk about first, what do we mean by networking? It means connecting with people who we can bring value to and they can bring value to us. It's not a one-way street. It shouldn't be. Even if they're in a space that we are not in, if we have resources or people that could serve them in that space, then we should connect them with that way, because we never know who they're going to run into and know, say, hey, Yvette is doing this leadership work and you're in a space where you need to help emerging leaders, or you want to help your existing people in leadership positions to become more effective, or even to ignite the fire back in them. Yvette's the person for you. So, you know, it could help that way. The other thing around strategic networking is, don't shy away from connecting and networking with people who are doing the exact same thing you're doing. Case in point, from the very perspective that, hey, they may have more capacity. They may have more people coming to them that they don't have full capacity for, or it may not be just the right fit for them. And therefore you would be able to serve in that capacity in a greater way than they, or vice versa. Maybe the need is coming at a time that I couldn't fully serve and help that organization or help that person. And I know someone that I really trust to lend their name to an organization that I hope to also do some work with in the future, or an individual that I hope to do some work with in the future, just because I couldn't do it this time. So you want to guard, you want to protect. We have to protect our reputation. I don't think we use that word enough. Our reputation. We are to guard our reputation, because it is difficult to overcome a bad reputation. It really is. And so we want to really guard it. What do I mean guard it? We want to carefully lend our name. We want to carefully lend our efforts and our time and expertise to others, just as we want to protect those who lend their expertise, their time, their energy to us. So there's five things I want to talk about around strategic networking and collaboration. And collaboration becomes a stronger and more meaningful the more we trust the people that we're working with. Trust is a huge factor when it comes to collaboration. And so if you can trust me, if I can trust you, then there's nothing stopping what we are going to do or can do together. And that doesn't mean we have to do everything together, of course. We don't have to establish or create a business together. But when the opportunity presents itself, you will not hesitate to work with that person that you trust. You just won't. You know they work in excellence. You know they're going to bring value. You know that they have a community that will support the work and effort that you're going to do together. And you know that their heart is in a place to transform the world in a similar way that you want to. Five things. One, we have to have communication skills, strong communication skills. And not just I can speak well, but can you articulate where you serve best, what your mission in life, what your vision, where you're going, why you're doing what you're doing well. So that when you come to other people's mind, when you come to their mind, they know, oh, Yvette's leadership. Oh, Eric's technology. Oh, Catrice's music or graphics. Get the point? Oh, Laverne serves young women or mothers. It's important that we articulate enough our assignment here on earth, our divine assignment, and we understand it, even if we're niching down and still figuring out the details, so that as we communicate it, people know when to refer us or when to come to us for need. So that's communication skills. Relationship building. So I can't build a relationship if I'm only coming to people when I need them. That's not building a relationship. And we all know that it doesn't take long at all for us to feel used by people when they're not delivering on their side what they promised to deliver. Or it's costing us way too much to be in that relationship. What do I mean? Okay, they may be willing to promote you. They may be willing to help you deliver a service or a product, but at the end of the day, they get all the credit. They get all the royalties. Their name is associated with it. You have lost ownership. That's not a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship is when there is really a win-win. And I know we used to say that a long time ago, we go for the win-win. And I think we moved away from that because we weren't applying it properly. Win-win means my expectation of what I'm going to get out of this relationship, I absolutely receive, and so do you. And it's important for us to define up front, what does success look like? What does success look like from your perspective? And what does success look like from my perspective? And if they align, then we are in a great place to really strategically create something that two other people, three other people could not do, because it's our unique authenticity that's helping us to get there. So three is strategic thinking. Let's think out of the box. I know what I do and I know how I do it. I know how I've been successful in getting it done, and you know how you've been successfully doing it. But when we bring these two entities together, or these two expertise together, or we embark on a new project, let's think outside the box, and how can we strategically make this go as far as the ends of the earth and reach as far as many people as possible? What do I bring to the table to help that? And what do you bring to the table? And when we put it together, we are going to see phenomenal things happen. And then value creation. When we network or when we collaborate, are you bringing the value that you promised, right? Are we bringing that expertise, and are we continuing to nurture or learn or become more disciplined in that space, so that every time we do this, we're coming with more and not the same? Because we all should be learning. We all should consider, how can I nurture my expertise and make it continue to grow and expound on it, go deeper into it? When we do that, then I'm in a position to bring greater value, because I've learned something else. I've read a different book. I've followed someone else who's offered a different perspective that now has influenced my perspective and caused me to stop and think. So that when we strategically get together and collaborate and create a new thing, then you're going to get the newer part of me as a part of that, because I'm bringing that value to the table. And then lastly, when you do make a connection, let's follow up and follow through on what you promised. And follow up doesn't just mean an email or a text. Sure, that makes sense, and that's the initial step. But how can you get together and sit across the table and break bread and share ideas? And how can you really follow through on, I promise to connect you with this person, and you do it as soon as possible, and know why you're connecting? We talk about introductions. I often am asked from my friends and connections, hey, can you make this warm introduction? And I am able to ask the same when there's someone in their circle. And I'm following up on what someone presents, an opportunity that somebody presents to me, because it reflects on me and it reflects on the person who referred me. And this brings us full circle back to guarding our relationships, guarding the relationships that we've already developed, and bringing into that a protection around the new relationships, not abusing information that people share, not abusing their expertise or their time, their energy, but really connecting on a meaning in a meaningful way so that we're transforming and serving in a greater capacity. I'm encouraging you to get out and go and make strategic connections. And you do that as you're making your vision more strategic. So on April 20th, I invite you to join me for Unlocking Your Leadership Brilliance. We're going to talk about vision performance. We're going to talk about building teams and how you empower your team. We're also going to explore authenticity, how you show up and how you encourage other people to show up to increase the performance of that vision. And then how do we make it sustainable? Resiliency. That's one of the things that as I'm talking to leaders across the globe, that we're all finding that it has to be a part of our strategic plans and thinking, building in resiliency. We're going to share all that. It's a workshop. We're going to actually work. There are meals included, as well as you get a free copy of my journal, 30-day journal, Unlocking Your Leadership Potential, which, by the way, also talks about vision performance, empowering yourself and your team, authentic communication, and resiliency. So go and make strategic, meaningfully strategic connections and collaborate. We can no longer, or should we desire, to fly solo or fly in these silos, because we can get much greater when we come together. Until next time, enjoy being the leader that the world's waiting for. Bye-bye.